Students across Utah are missing the opportunity of an in-person graduation, and Mix 105.1 wants to help.
Starting Friday and every Friday in May, we're celebrating the class of 2020 with a virtual graduation.
Valedictorian speeches, teacher shout-outs, celebrity guests, and more.
This Friday, we'll kick off our virtual graduation celebration for Ogden High, featuring Principal Luke Rasmussen
and valedictorian Jeremiah Springer.
From the station celebrating the class of 2020,
Mix 105.1.
We're kicking off our virtual graduations today. In fact, today we're going to celebrate Ogden High School. Each week will be a different school, and we're asking all teachers and students and just family members to call in and give shout outs to the class of 2020, because man, it is just a weird year. In fact, you got to kick off a graduation though with the principal of Ogden High School, Luke Rasmussen.
Yeah!
What's up, Luke?
Hey, how are you guys?
Man, what an interesting year. I mean, I can't believe we're doing a graduation on the radio.
I know, it's kind of crazy. Unlike anything we've seen.
So tell me, how have the Tigers been responding with this for especially the seniors?
They've been really great. I mean, we have such a great community. My heart really goes out to those seniors and their families. It's not been the best ending to a school year, but we're making the best out of it. Our seniors are our troopers. They're rallying. They're finishing strong. And our community's really not use this as a chance to complain, but instead as a chance to grow stronger. So I've been really proud of our community.
So with graduation happening, obviously we're having fun today on the radio, but what is Ogden High doing for the class of 2020 when it comes to graduation?
So we're going to do a virtual ceremony that kind of follows our traditional graduation path. We're going to try to make it fun and engaging and really, really professional. And then we're also trying to plan something with, you know, the blessing of the health department, and when they come pick up their diplomas, where we can at least give the seniors a photo op that's safe and a chance to pick up their diploma and kind of have some closure. So we're working through kind of both plans.
With the transition to online, do you feel like the teachers have gotten a hold of it and it's been okay the last few months?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were in a real good spot. We were ready to move one-to-one with devices next year. Our teachers are very well trained in using technology and using Canvas. All our teachers use that throughout the year. Anyways, so I do believe that the transition was really smooth. There's obviously some struggles and some things we're working through, but we've done a really good job of getting our kids engaged and trying to keep that learning going. So I've been really pleased with how that's come together.
Well, you know what? We can't kick off a graduation without a speech from the principal. So what do you want to say to the class of 2020, and it's, you know, specifically for your Tigers, for the students at Ogden High School?
Well, I just want to, again, thank the community. My heart really goes out to the seniors and their families. And I want to thank the Ogden School District Superintendent, Dr. Rich Nye, all of the district administration and support staff at Ogden, and the District Board of Education for all of their support. I'd also like to thank our great faculty at Ogden High. This is a special senior class to me. This will be my last senior graduating class as the principal of Ogden High.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this year it didn't end the way any of us envisioned, but I'm so sorry that they didn't have the opportunity to have those traditional experiences during the spring of their senior year. I really feel bad for the spring sports and activities. I've thought every day about the seniors through this process, and I've been so impressed with how you've handled the situation. I've been so proud to be a part of your amazing achievements this year, and some of the things that stand out to me was our amazing start to the year, our huge crowds at football games, our girls' state soccer championship in the fall, all of our amazing school plays, the band and choir concerts that help bring our community together, and the way that they've embraced academics and students and helped us to significantly increase the rigorous coursework. They haven't been afraid to challenge themselves. We're still going to have a really great graduation rate. And I just want to, again, thank the community. I've been so proud to be a part of the Ogden High community. This community has not complained or worried about what they can't control, but they've rallied around each other and supported each other through this situation. And I'm glad that I'll continue to be a part of this community in a different capacity. So, thank you, parents. Thank you, grandparents. Thank you, all the family members and friends that have helped these students get to this point. I'm really excited to say that our seniors, because of your support and work with Ogden High faculty in our community, 133 students will receive a scholarship this year. You know, in the words of Apple founder Steve Jobs, you know, I just want to say to the students that your time is limited. Don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living in the result of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary. I also believe that this COVID-19 experience, the diploma that you've earned and the knowledge that you've gained will help you follow your vision. You'll need to be focused and determined. No other graduating class in history has had to step up to a challenge like the class of 2020 has. Use this to focus yourself on your future. Go after your dreams with dedication and 2020 vision. So,
awesome. Man, what a great speech.
That's awesome.
Oh.
I know. I'm the same way. Luke Rasmussen, the principal of Ogden High. Coming up, we're going to talk to Jeremiah Springer, the valedictorian, during our virtual graduation.
Yep. Celebrating the seniors of Utah, Mix 105.1's virtual graduation.
Doing our own little virtual graduation.
Mm-hmm. And we're partying, man.
Yeah, we are.
Partying so hard.
I love this. We just had on the principal of Ogden High School, Luke Rasmussen. Go Tigers!
There it is.
I'm an honorary Tiger for this hour, Jackson.
Sure.
Just for the hour.
I love just yelling mascot names.
I know you do. It's your favorite thing.
But listen, when it comes to graduation, not only do you have to have the principal speak, but you always have to have the star student. Of course, I'm talking.
Dude, and like, think of the valedictorians this year in 2020. Like, all that work, and you just want to make that speech at graduation, you know?
Yep, and so we want to give them an opportunity as well. That's why we have Jeremiah Springer on the phone. Hey, Jeremiah.
Hey.
So, class of 2020, what a weird way to end it all.
Yeah, it is very weird. I did not expect anything like this, that's for sure.
How has it been for you with transitioning to being just at home for schooling?
It's definitely been, started out as kind of just, it was just weird. Like, it's weird to not have all my classmates and not have a teacher to ask questions to and stuff. But I think I've got the hang of it at this point.
Do you have plans for next year? Do you know where you're going to go?
Yeah, I'm going to be attending Utah State University.
All right.
Oh,
there
nice.
You go. Awesome. Aggies. So like Monroe said, you learned you're going to be the valedictorian. You know this is all happening. You've been a star student. And then your speech, you don't get to do it in front of everyone.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer, but I mean, it is what it is, right?
You know, that's a good way to look at it. So we kind of want to just spend a few minutes and honor you and give you that chance to give your valedictorian speech. What do you want to say to the class of 2020 and, of course, to your Ogden High friends?
Oh, all right. Well, just like my principal, I'd like to start out with a huge thank you to all of those who have helped us along our high school journey. It's been crazy. I think I speak for all of us students when I say thank you, Mom. There's no way that I'd been able to make it through high school without you. There's so many times when you woke me up in the morning, when I slept through my alarm, helped calm me down when I was stressed about homework, or brought me my basketball shoes or lunchbox when I forgot them. Couldn't have done it without you, Mom. Love you so much. And then I'd also like to give a big, big, huge thank you to all of our wonderful teachers and staff members at OHS. There's no debate to be had. I think we've been blessed with the coolest teachers ever. From Mr. Burton's great intellect to Mrs. Brayton's knowledge of any and all high school drama to Mrs. Bingham's strict no games in the library policy, there's an awesome teacher in every classroom. I'd like to say thank you and congratulations to you guys, the class of 2020. When I first came to OHS as a junior, I'm not going to lie, I was pretty nervous. But thanks to you guys, there hasn't been a single time when I haven't felt like I was a Tiger. And I'd like to personally thank everyone for being so accepting and kind. Class of 2020, we've made it. We're here at the beginning of the next chapter of our lives. Most of us are probably both excited and nervous. I know I am. But we got this. Over the years, we've shown ourselves that we can be resilient and overcome whatever challenges the world has for us. From the killer clown scares of sophomore year to the theatrical release of Star Wars Episode 8 to the coronavirus pandemic of 2020, we certainly haven't been short on obstacles. Yet we have persevered. Not only persevered, but we have thrived. From the Iron Horse three-peat to the girls' soccer team winning state to having the best dances in the state, I firmly believe that as our lives progress, we will continue to thrive and be an example to those around us. Good luck, class of 2020. Tigers till I die.
Yeah! Oh my gosh, what a speech!
That was awesome!
Monroe, you're tearing up.
She's gonna cry so much this hour.
That's
so sweet.
Jeremiah, no wonder you're the valedictorian, man. That was fantastic.
That's awesome, man.
Thank you.
Hey, congratulations and good luck with your future.
Thank you.
Mix 105.1's virtual graduation for the class of 2020.
K105. kicking it off with Ogden High School, and we have Lucille. Good morning, Lucille.
Good morning.
So you're a teacher at Ogden High?
I am, and I just called to wish all of our seniors a happy graduation and to let them know we miss them so much. Aww. But this is such a great time, and it's been really hard for everybody, including the teachers.
Yeah, I bet. So tell me, what do you teach?
I teach business and computers.
So you've had to turn everything into like online classes, correct?
Yes, and I've been teaching a long time, so I've had to really adjust to putting all the curriculum online, and the kids have had to adjust. They have so many questions, and we're not there to answer them, but we've been taking phone calls and emails and, you know, doing the best we can.
Well, I got to tell you, as a parent with two kids, now where I'm having to try to help out at home.
I hate it.
Yes.
Are you?
I am not made for it the way you are. So.
Thank you.
Yeah. And to the class of 2020, yeah, they've definitely had to go through some stuff, but it's going to make them stronger, correct?
Absolutely. And something to always remember and to know that they accomplished something big in turbulent times and unprecedented times. So that makes them even greater that they overcame all these obstacles. And so they're awesome and they'll do great things.
And go Tigers!
Go Tigers! Thank you.
Coach Christie on the phone!
Hey!
So tell us, Coach Christie, what are you the coach of?
I coach the cheerleading team.
Awesome.
All 379 of them, as my principal would say.
Wait a minute, is that true? Is there 379 cheerleaders?
No, I only have 40, but I typically have a bigger squad than most.
Okay.
Yeah, she's got a huge squad. Well, and you also teach like a ton of the health classes and anatomy classes and stuff too, right?
Yeah, so I teach sports medicine and health science. So I teach a bunch of sophomores, but I have like one class that's mostly seniors, so...
Oh, man.
Yeah.
How are the seniors taking it this year with school being over? No prom. A lot of sports didn't even get a finish. There's no walking graduation.
Yeah. I think a lot of my kids they're just kind of like, they miss it, but some of them are ready to move on, ready to finish hair school or go to college. I've had a couple kids who I need to, you know, get on some Google Meets with to help them register for college because they're like, we don't know what we're doing. So they're a little overwhelmed and they're trying to push through, but overall, like my seniors that I talk to, I think are taking it pretty well.
That's good.
Well, we're offering everyone a chance to just be on the radio today and kind of give their moment, their speech to the seniors. So what do you want to say to the class of 2020?
I just want to say I miss you guys. Some of you might not think that, but I do. And the kids who miss me will also understand that sarcasm.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited to sit outside when they turn in their caps and gowns and cheer them all on. I was like, oh, sit outside and cheer kids on for 4 hours? I live for this.
Yeah.
And so graduation is always, it's an emotional time for the kids and the teachers. I mean, some of these kids I've like coached since they were in 9th and 10th grade, but I know a lot of them will come visit. And so I'm excited for them. I'm excited to see what they do. And, I'm excited to see him walk, and congratulations for making it through this pandemic in 3 years at Ogden High.
And go Tigers!
Go Tigers!
Go Tigers, that's right.
Is it Jackie?
Yes.
Jackie, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing excellent. So are you a teacher at Ogden High?
I am. I've been teaching there for 11 years.
Oh, no kidding.
Holy cow.
Wow. What do you teach?
That's awesome.
I teach government and a class called AVID that's a college readiness class.
Well, what do you want to say to the class of 2020?
I just want to say a shout out from the Dirtinator, and I miss you guys a ton. And you guys have been working so hard, and I know that you can do this at the end here. And hey, remember, don't stop at the water station.
Ooh, is that like
they
a...
know what that means.
I was going to say, now you need to tell
jokes.
Me what it means.
It's a story I told my students about running a marathon and how if I had have stopped at the water station, I wouldn't have made my goal. So they can't stop at the water station.
Oh, I love that. Well, I'm glad you called in, and go Tigers!
Woo! Go Ogden!
Natalie, tell us what you teach at Ogden High.
I teach anatomy, physiology, midterm, case studies.
She's training America's doctors, John.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's huge. Okay. Awesome. Has it been a weird school year?
It definitely hasn't been a weird school year. Last year, our student government decided that our theme will be Adventure of a Lifetime, and I didn't know
if I was
sold on the ice.
I blame it on them.
But it definitely has been that. Yes.
Yeah, completely.
That is for sure.
Well, we're kicking off our virtual graduations, and we're just inviting teachers with Ogden High to call in and speak to their students. So what do you want to say to them?
I just want to say that, well, first of all, we miss them and how resilient they are, and kindness. I've seen kindness throughout this whole thing, and how strong they are, and that they can just will do anything and will be anything that they want to.
Go Tigers!
Yeah.
Congratulating the entire Utah class of 2020. Mix 105.1.
Yeah, we've been doing it, and man, it has been so much fun.
So cool.
It's been great.
Yeah.
Jeremiah.
Love all the teachers calling in.
Jeremiah. He's going to be okay.
Jeremiah's going to be all right. He was the valedictorian, yeah. Some of the texts that we've received this hour include, I had all of the teachers that came on the radio at Ogden.
Aww.
They are all amazing, especially JC and Christy. Christy was my cheer coach, and JC was my student government leader.
Aww.
They helped me so much prepare for the grown-up world, and I miss them.
That's so sweet.
This text says, oh my gosh, I've been crying like a baby. I had a pullover. Thanks for celebrating these students. I, too, have a senior at Westlake High and feel for those students and parents not getting to celebrate in person. I love your show. This text says, Vic here. I know a high school grad from Ogden High. Great kid. We work together at Extreme Accessories. Shout out to Gage Lovell, Ogden High grad.
Congrats, Gage. 2020.
Yeah. And this says, hey, guys, congratulations to all Ogden High seniors. I want to shout out my sister, Daniela. She had worked really hard, and I want to let her know that we are so proud of her, and we love her. Congrats to Class 2020. Go Tigers!
Go Great Tigers! Work.
All right. As all graduations do, we've had the principal. We've had the valedictorian. We've had teachers. We've had students.
Right.
Now we need our celebrity guest to come on and give that final commencement speech.
Who'd you book? Does.
I'm glad you asked. You know, I had
Did
to
you book Ellen DeGeneres? I know that you used to work on her show.
I had to dig deep in my Rolodex for this.
Uh-huh.
And I was able to get...
You have some hookups.
Well, you know what?
You got connections in the biz.
Listen, man, I've been around for quite some time.
I know.
And so I made some calls, and I would like to introduce everyone, the class of 2020, to one... Monroe!
Oh.
Monroe, let's do this.
Please, Monroe, when you're ready, yeah, share with us your words of wisdom.
Good morning. In less than an hour, aircraft from here will join others from around the world, and you will be launching the largest aerial battle in history of mankind.
This sounds familiar. Hmm.
Mankind. That word should have new meaning for all of us today. Ugh. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. Mm-mm. We will be united in our common interests.
Mm-hmm. Tell it, sister.
Perhaps it's fate that today is the 8th of May. And you will once again be fighting for our freedom, not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation.
Woo!
We're fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day, the 8th of May will no longer be known as an Ogden High School holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our graduation day!
Yeah!
Woo!
Oh, yeah!
Go Tigers!
Woo!
They're the Tigers.
They're the Tigers.
The
See
the
what
tiger
we did?
Song. Yeah.
So we played Eye of the Tiger at the
Ooh.
End.
Woo!
Because we're
Felt
clever
it.
Like that.
A minute. Yeah.
That was incredible. I'm so happy that happened.
Nailed it, Monroe.
Loved it.
Thank you.
Next week, we'll see if I'm able to book one Jackson for our commencement speech.
Ooh.
That does it for us. Again, a big congratulations to the class of 2020. We're kicking off this today with Ogden High School, another high school next week. We're going to do it all this month as we just celebrate all of them. It's John, Monroe, and Jackson and Mix 105.1.
Bye.